Hot Nights with Abby Chatfields. The movie game, just before 8:30. Now, breaking news.
Batch chat, batch chat. What we're gonna do? Gonna chat batch at you.
Yes!
Time for the batch chat. And I feel like there will be a whole lot more batch chat. So,
really?
We actually had something completely different planned for this little segment here. Don't worry, you'll hear about tomorrow.
I'm glad we didn't get to do it because it was maybe a little bit naughty before 8:40.
It was naughty before 8:40, so we can do it tomorrow. But in the songs there, I screamed, breaking, 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 breaking news, because we have breaking news. And the breaking news is as follows. What I've been saying for the past couple of weeks, I just like to flag it.
Yeah, good flag, great flag.
What everyone has been saying, and that is, The Bachelor Australia has three bachelors.
Called it. Called it.
Also, Osha was lying.
He didn't lie. He lied to you and he lied to the country.
So, well, actually, he lied to Abby Coleman.
Oh, yeah,
on B105 Breakfast.
Brisbane Breakfast host Abby Coleman.
He didn't lie to me, but I did call him out and I said, well, you're lying, aren't you? And then everyone says, oh, hey, don't say Osha's lying. Well, I can, because he was. So, and that's fine. He's got it. It's in the contract, baby. NDAs.
You do have to lie. Legally
Come
lie.
Come on.
It's a legal lie.
He can't tell the truth, but
legal lies.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Osha. He's sticking to his contract. But okay, so there are three bachelors.
Here we go.
The first is Felix von Hoff. We've discussed him at length. He's 6'6", 27 years old. And he's actually a Victorian marketing manager, but I think he just plays basketball leisurely.
Yeah, I mean, I think there was chat about him playing professionally, and I think he played overseas. I think he played basketball in America in Division One college, which is no mean feat, by the way. That is awesome.
No, yeah, but he came back to Australia now. He has like a 9-to-5 and does maybe some basketball-y stuff.
Yeah,
probably. He says he's apparently craving face-to-face connection, which makes sense because he's from Victoria.
He's also very tall.
They're still reeling from from the lockdowns. And hopefully someone that can make him laugh. Wow, be less original. Jesus. All right. For me, the most attractive quality a girl can have is a good sense of humour. My dream date would be anything where it ends up hurting to laugh. Okay, sadomasochism. Sorry, I can't say that on air.
Go on.
Because if we're both laughing the whole time, then it can't get much better. Can you imagine a date where you're literally just laughing the whole time and not one conversation is had? Just like a bit of like, actually, sounds like our radio show.
Sounds like you and I having a conversation on a regular basis. I driving up to the lights together for the entire street. We didn't talk about that the other day, but never mind. Never mind. No, you gotta have some romantic fun in the day.
Okay.
I didn't mean to throw you, I'm sorry.
That was so funny. Okay. Then we also have 35-year-old restaurant manager, Thomas Malucelli.
Ah, yes.
And he was born in Italy, so automatically hates me when he comes to the show.
You.
We're gonna have to do some, I don't know, some apology, some sort of ritual, I'm not sure. And he's a transformation coach or something. And he loves adrenaline, you know?
The adrens.
The idea of finding love, the love of my life in a context that is so out of my comfort zone really excites me. All right.
Tom.
All right.
He's ready.
Like,
he's ready.
Okay. I mean, he hasn't said anything weird yet,
no.
But like, we'll see.
I get good vibes from him.
He wants someone who's confident, honest, and a great communicator. He may as well just say the Chatfield.
Yeah. That's what we all want.
He may as well just say, I want the Chatfield. Babe, I'm taken. We're open, but I'm not going to date you. Like, stop. I'm not on this season. I was on three seasons ago.
Missed your shot, buddy.
Come on, Thomas Malicelli. And then we have a 25-year-old.
That's young, man.
That's
hey, how
very
old are you?
Young.
Actually, how old are you?
27 in 3 weeks. 26 and a half.
Oh, yeah.
But 20, I would like 25-year-old bachelor. Apparently, he's a lead drummer of Mood Munro.
Never heard of him.
Jed McIntosh.
Sure, they're great.
Yeah. Also from Victoria. And apparently he has a tough boy persona, but underneath his impressive body art is a sensitive man with a big heart.
He would have 10% of the tattoos that Kieran had, if that makes sense.
Oh my god, Kieran from
Andy Kidd
season was covered. He is Kieran vibes. And they're filming in the Gold Coast. Now, the thing is, I hear in my criticisms thus far, I'm not gonna do what everyone else is doing,
right?
And criticize the Bachelors themselves because they've applied for a show, and you know they got on happy for them. Now, my question is, why isn't there not one person of color?
Yep.
I'm hoping at least one of them's bisexual. I don't know. I'm just hoping there's
maybe
something going on here.
Maybe.
Why are they all white? And also, why is there a 25-year-old? Like, who? What's going
young
on here?
That's too young to be like, I want to settle down.
It's too young. And also, to be the lead of a show where you have to settle down. Like, I'm honestly not trying to be funny.
I worry
for his. Because if by miracle he finds someone that he wants to be with, when they break up, everything's like, told you, Simon, he's too young. Like, it's too much pressure on him. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Also, Three Bachelors, how is that going to work? We have a clip of Osha talking about how filming's going thus far because he lied to us all. But it's
lie.
Fine, Osha, I'll forgive you.
I'm just going to pull it up now. Here we
do
go.
Do it. 3, 2, 1.
It's our 10th season of The Bachelor in Australia, so we're so excited. We are doing a world first. No one in the world has ever had three Bachelors. And
maybe there's a reason.
So therefore, the way it works, the way everyone gets to know each other is very different this year, but you will see that as we go. It's already been fascinating. We've been going for a little while now, and it is already just electrifying what we're seeing. Not only did we have to go to head office to say, can we have three Bachelors? That was easy. It was, but we want to do it without candles, and we want to do it without fairy lights. That was a meeting we had to get through.
So it's not The Bachelor.
No, so it's a new show.
So it's not. So what they've done, I don't get why they didn't just get a new show. Like why the production
like
company didn't just go.
It sounds like they've got a new show.
But why are they calling it The Bachelor? No one, like, I'm so sorry, but like the ratings have been going down and down and down, and I just don't know if this is going to, I hope it does save it. Like
The Bachelors.
I love The Bachelor, and I love all the crew, and I love, you know, everyone on there. I just don't get why we've got three Bachelors. If the structure is completely different, if there are no fairy lights and if there are no candles, this isn't The Bachelor.
Yeah.
It isn't The Bachelor. Why are there three of them? How's it going to work? And even if, like, I'm sure it's going to work. I'm sure there's an amazing plan. And honestly, I feel like with three of them, despite the fact that there's not one person of color, I think with three of them, it actually might be really good to watch. It could be, there could be drama between the Bachelors fighting over some of the girls.
Didn't think of that.
You know, there could be things like that, right? Where when Ellie and Becky were Bachelorettes, they weren't going to fight over someone because they're sisters, right?
Yeah.
But with these three strangers, they might. But, is having three going to change anything?
No.
I don't know. I hope it does.
It's not. Yeah, but it's not going to.
Are you going to watch it?
No. I reckon you will keep me across it, to be fair.
Yeah.
I reckon you'll
do Batch Chat every Friday or something because it's on Wednesday and Thursday.
So there they are, the three of them. Which one would you go for first? Which one would you hook up, try and hoot it first?
I'm not going to say it out loud. I'm not going to say it out loud because I will get bullied harder than I got bullied by Sky News.
No, you could never.
People will come for me.
Have a listen to this Abby, whoever she is.
Oh,